From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. This past weekend, San Diego played host, as it does every year, to Comic-Con International. It's the largest pop culture convention in North America. Comic-Con began more than 40 years ago, focusing on comics and science fiction. Now it features everything, from the producers of the TV show Glee to Francis Ford Coppola to panels of librarians. For the past 10 years, the closing panel has taken Comic-Con back to its sci-fi roots. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS was in the house this year for Starship Smackdown.
Football fans have the Super Bowl. Soccer fans have the World Cup. Sci-fi geeks have Starship Smackdown.
Well, I mean, Starship Smackdown says it all, doesn't it, guys? I mean, it's the ultimate conflagration of starships.
Mark A. Altman, creator of the Cinemax show Femme Fatale, says Starship Smackdown answers the continual debate geeks have about whether the Enterprise would kick the Millennium Falcon's butt in a space rumble.
We only allow real starships to participate. No cartoons, no animated characters. Only real spaceships participate in the fight.
Here's how it all goes down. Hundreds of people pack into a meeting room. Then, expert panelists and avid fans, some even sporting their team logos, suggest ships that fill up the brackets, kind of like in March Madness.
We will have the original Battlestar Galactica and the new Battlestar Galactica.
Panelists have to be savvy on everything from Star Trek to Star Wars to Serenity, from H.G. Wells to H.R. Puffin stuff. Fans eagerly yell out their suggestions in the hopes of getting their favorite ship into the competition before the brackets close.
One at a time!
This year, fans threw the panel a curveball. They wanted one of the ships to be the Chevy Malibu from the trippy 80s cult film Repo Man.
Are you talking about the car in Repo Man? That's not a star. Well, it did fly away at the end, but
it did at the end.
But we don't know where it went.
I gotta say.
It might have had a mothership, so it wouldn't have been a starship. It would have just been a surface-to-air transport.
You know what? Since it's the first time we've heard it, I think it's a valid entry.
Then the panel surprised fans by denying them a human captain. They put famous computers at the helm. This year, the infamous Windows 7 was loaded up on Deep Space Nine's USS Defiant.
Well, the Defiant immediately crashes on boot up.
This elicited cries of foul play from panelist Robert Hewitt Wolf, a sci-fi TV writer and producer.
The fix was in. Once they put the Windows 7 program onto the Defiant, there was no possible way it was going to win.
The winner of the 10th anniversary Starship Smackdown is none other than Starship of the Imagination, piloted by Hal. Thank you. We'll see you next year. Good job.
Fan Christine Rideout was upset that her beloved Deep Space Nine craft wasn't given a fair shake.
I'm very disappointed. I mean, they put Windows 7 on the Defiant? What the heck is that? We didn't have a chance after that. We just crashed.
Disappointment is just part of the game in this rough-and-tumble world of Starship Smackdown. Founder Mark Altman had his sights set on the Moonraker space shuttle, but was still happy with the final results.
It's such a delight to see people that we've seen over the last 10 years come back again and again and indulge this bit of insanity, this frivolous nonsense that we do every year.
Even though only one winner emerges victorious, the debate among geeks about which starship is truly the best will go on forever. For NPR News in San Diego, I'm Beth Accomando.